See, 15th of September, a Friday, 2023, here in the Perth Northern Suburbs, Western Australia, E.K. Lippmeyer, and it's about 1 o'clock or after in the afternoon. And I've just, from the pantry cupboard, noticed weevils have had a field day in these pistachio nuts. And I'm outside now so they can fly away. They won't do any harm out here. But I'm trying to remember when I bought these. I bought them from Aldi supermarket, kilogram or 1.2 kilogram pack, something like that. And I opened the lid and tore that. What is this stuff called that they seem to do several of them? Several must contribute to this silky type web. And I think it's approaching at least 9 months ago, or even 12 months ago, that I bought these nuts. And I'm disappointed with myself again that I didn't freeze them or have some other method that our Mormon friends have these gadgets that suck out all the oxygen, and I think they put some kind of little tablets in that further suck oxygen out. Didn't do it because I don't have the gear, and those particular friends live now near where JK lives, 250k south, where JK, my wife, is recuperating. But I still expect I'll eat these pistachios. I'm going to freeze them after letting these moths out. And of course I wouldn't do this indoors. Yes, you would think somehow one grub couldn't have done all of that silk. So we assume that somehow they all contribute to it together. Don't know how. But I'm disappointed that I haven't frozen them or whatever beforehand. I know freezing them mustn't be the most ideal. Oh, are they mating? Was that a dead? It's a dead wasp on the end of that. A dead moth on the end of that moth. Maybe they had mated. One died. Wow. Now, what I'm happy about is it would indicate that the nuts weren't fumigated or irradiated, which I think many things in the food industry are, without letting us, we the consumers, know. Why let us know about stuff that would affect our health? Government departments and big industry, food industry, etc., put profits first, customer safety and well-being second, or third, or fourth, or tenth. what's it doing to our children, etc., these toxins. So one can assume that the nuts were not fumigated or irradiated, but again, I've been way too late in, I should have eaten them before now, or frozen them, etc., and then kept them airtight. So my word, we're talking quite an infestation. Why they took? Because I've been looking at this every day when I open. Every day I open the pantry cupboard to get certain things out, and these are right beside it. The things I get out every day, and they've been fine for all winter. The weather's warmed up now, and so the eggs must have just laid dormant and then hatched, and just notice now what's been the result. So I think it just goes to show I've got to be much more vigilant and much more timely in what I'm in my food storage to take care of the pests. That is all. While they mightn't taste the best, I'll eat them. In fact, I might eat one right now. And no doubt I'm going to find a lot of grubs all through these. Can I do this one-handed? Maybe this one will be easier to do. Goes. Tastes fine, just a little soft, not crunchy, and that'll be the effect of the weevils, no doubt. And I also noticed then when I got it out, the lid wasn't quite sealed, so that could have been actually. I don't think the lid was perfectly sealed, so in fact a moth might have got in. Gee, was it sealed now? I'm trying to remember 10 minutes ago when I got this out of the cupboard. Was the lid just a little popped, a little ajar? Gosh. Which would then mean they could have been infested here, of course. And they might have been irradiated and might have been fumigated. Gosh, yeah, I should have taken more notice of that. I might not have properly sealed the lid. Yet another the ongoing story of the bugs that get into. Oh, did that matter? Oh, it doesn't matter. The food that I don't prepare properly. You've got to have time. Got to have resources. Well, I'm going to put this now into the freezer and freeze those. Oh, look, you know, I should probably, before I do, I should spread them around. I'll just pour.